I like to hang, but I gotta juice.
Hello and welcome to a very special E3 edition of Pixels in the Animation. I am, of course, TF2 and Mike. This is just going to be a little thing here, folks, in between episode 74 and 75, our Summer of Sonic, because at E3 this year, they announced, actually it's been announced, I think, but they showed off the trailer for Sonic Forces.
Yay.
TV's Mr. Neil is here, and as you can tell, folks, he's really excited.
Oh, yeah, because there's nothing I like more than those 3D Sonic games.
Well, part of it's a 2D platformer, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So Sonic Forces, for those that don't know, you can either play as modern Sonic, classic Sonic, or choose
Sonic
your own
Sonic.
Somebody has to make that. Oh, okay, so... You can either play as modern Sonic, classic Sonic, or a custom character of your choosing. You can, you know, they've got a character creator. Somebody has to create Sonic 2 now.
I'm sure somebody's tried. I don't think the Pikachu tail is in there.
Yeah.
Because that's necessary.
Yeah, that's true. From what I saw in the trailer, I like it. I think it's interesting. From what I've read about it, it seems like it's going to put the Sonic franchise back, you know, to some resemblance of enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just me, and this is all your fault for even bringing up Pikachu, is it just me, or does that new villain in the trailer, the one at the very end, does it feel like, Mewtwo or whatever the hell that... Pokemon
little,
thing, yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. And they're still calling him Eggman. I hate that. I'm sorry.
And here's the thing. It's not like Peach. He was Robotnik first.
Yes, exactly. I just don't get it. But no, Sonic Forces, I'm interested to see, like, what I'll probably end up doing, because I don't have any consoles currently, I'll probably just end up finding a watch-through that somebody's done just to see the story.
Well, that's as good as playing it.
Yeah, pretty much. But no, I think it's cool. I think it's fun. Have you been paying attention to any of the E3 stuff?
I just kind of binged on a whole bunch of it. I had a very... I don't know. I was kind of working on other stuff at the time, so... Maybe wasn't paying as much of attention as I should have been.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been... I saw Mario and the Raving Rabbids crossover, and I saw The Last Night, and that looked kind of cool, because, you know, anything that looks like it's from the 16-bit generation is something I'm going to like. Speaking of which, Sonic Mania.
Sonic Mania, yeah.
But which we've already... I think we've talked about that already, so...
Yeah, I think we have in the past. Yeah. I also saw the Spider-Man PS4 2017 thing. Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite. When I see that, like, I have no real interest in reading articles about E3. I just want to see the damn trailers. I just want to see the, you know, see what they're showing off. So yeah. I will just end up going to YouTube and finding whatever new games there are, you know, and just watching them that way. But Sonic Forces does look very, very cool. It's going to be fun to see what that storyline is going to be, and see what other the characters are going to throw into that, because from what I've seen so far, from what I've read online, it's pretty much modern, classic, and then the custom character, and then the villains. I think I'm just going to call him Robotnik. I don't care. Eggman is the stupidest thing in the world, in the world of Sega anyway. And it's so funny that this is a Nintendo product, Nintendo, Sega. It's like, come on. Oh, God. Poor Sega.
Isn't that so weird?
I know.
Dogs and cats living together.
Mass hysteria, yes. They named Metal Sonic Chaos and Shadow the Hedgehog is on the villain side. So that's kind of cool for Robotnik's villains in Sonic Forces. This is just a little thing here, folks, to tide you guys over until next week, when episode 75 of Pixels in the Animation will actually be out. What do you got currently going on with the scene?
Well, as of this point, there are two new chapters of the Energize comic, called Fearless Chapter 1 and Fearless Chapter 2, which is really just an Energize story. The first chapter was a red herring. But, yeah, I got that, and there's going to be a third chapter that I'm a little bit late on, but it's because I have to actually finish it. It was a comic that was never finished.
Oh.
So that's coming up, and then there should be another Liberty of the American Girl update coming, and then in July, I hope, crossing my fingers, I will have the next leg of Decian ready to go.
In July, huh?
Yeah, in July.
Nobody's going to get that joke.
I got it.
I know you got
keep
it.
Keep moving on.
The frozen peas.
No.
And they can find all that stuff on Decian.com, right?
Correct.
All right. Awesome. And like I said, folks, stay tuned. Pixels in the Animation, episode 75 coming up next week, which means we have only 25 episodes of this podcast left.
Oh, my God.
I know, right? Been doing this for so damn long. Feels like decades, but it's only been like four or five years, I think.
Mm.
Yep. So we will catch you next week with episode 75. See you later.
I'm out of here.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Ooh, I like to hang, but I gotta juice.